This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and I'm your host. And my special guest today is Miss Jenny Wong. Say hi, Jenny.
Hey, everyone.
We are here in Sofia,
Bulgaria.
Thank you. I just drew a blank there. At WordCamp Europe. And boy, this has been fun. I go to a lot of WordCamps, and this one is just get some energy to it, you know?
Yeah. Have you been to many in Europe?
No, this is my first European WordCamp.
You need to go to more European ones.
Must be. Well, hopefully I'll get Pantheon to send me over and maybe do a tour one day so that I can visit more of them.
Let me know when you do and I'll come and join you.
Oh, excellent. Because this has been very fun. But I want to talk to you today. You're one of the organizers of PHP Northwest Conference, one of the very few conferences that I don't believe I've ever attended, PHP conferences that I've ever attended. I've just never been able to make it over. Tell me about your experience. How did you get involved in organizing a conference? And then tell us a little bit about some of the things you've learned as an organizer of a conference.
Okay, well, so I was doing a degree at uni called Multimedia and Internet Technology. And I had a lecturer, and he was called Rick, and he is a PHP Northwest organizer. And we, in the second year, we had a module called server-side programming, which basically was PHP. Mm-hmm. And that's where I learned PHP. So Rick taught me everything I knew. And every lecture without fail, and every workshop without fail, Rick would always say, "You guys should always go to the user group, the local user group, PHP Northwest. It's awesome. You get to meet lots of people, blah, blah, blah." And then, like, every time you, as a student, and I'm like the most typical student you'll ever meet, everything that is people say about students, I probably have done before. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, just leave us alone. And he was so persistent. And one day I said to him, you know, "Look, if I go, will you just shut up? Would you just, like, leave us alone?" And he was like, "Yeah, fine." So I was like, "Okay, I'll take one for the team, I'll go. That way, like, at least we can just, like, do our classwork and get out of there." I didn't want to do anything more. I was like he even tried to, like, give me extra work and extend, like, the work, like, the exercises that he was giving us, because I was ahead of everyone, and I was just like, "No, I don't, it's not on the sheet of paper, so I'm not doing it." So that's how typical of a student I am. And I went, and I can't remember actually who spoke, but it was a talk, and they were talking about arrays, and I'm just a really curious person, and they were talking about arrays, and they were talking about pushing and popping arrays, and, you know, at the end of a user group, they asked questions, and I put my hand up, and I was like, "Why is it push and pop and not push and pull?" And the whole room went silent, and I was like, "Oh, shit. You know, did I ask something wrong? Is there, like, something going on?" And they were like, "That's a really good question." And it turned out that, like, actually, and I kind of understand this now that I've been in the industry a bit longer, when you are so used to something that obvious in everyday life, you always talk about doors and you push and pull. And when you're talking about push and popping, it doesn't make sense. And what happened was that when they were talking throughout the whole entire talk, I was thinking about the way they were describing things as a horizontal thing, so you would push and pull. Mm-hmm. And someone pointed out, actually, when you're talking about programming, usually it's a vertical stack, and therefore it's kind of like Pringles, you push and pop. And then my face was like, "Huh, okay, that makes sense." So that's my first introduction ever to a PHP, well, to any user group. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be a PHP Northwest. And I found it really interesting. I kind of understood why Rick kept on telling us to go, and I found the community, like, really, really welcoming. I thought, as a student, I don't know anything. I'm not going to be able to, like, participate in this. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to... This is going to be way over my head. But I kind of managed to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And I will admit, I didn't understand everything. And I definitely glazed over a lot. And... But, you know, it... Even just someone simply answering that question means that, to this day, I now understand how arrays work a lot better. I don't think I would have ever questioned it otherwise, you know. It was just one of those things. And, you know, if you have any students listening, totally ask those newbie questions that you think, like, everyone's going to laugh at you at, but actually they were, like, totally stunned them, because we have the ability to be open-minded because we haven't been in the industry for too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to recommend that people do that more often. It's,
yeah.
It's super cool. And I like being challenged like that. So, you know, I did it to that poor person that time. So, you know, if I ever get in that situation, I'm like, oh, good one. but back to the PHP Northwest conference. So, you know, after second year of uni, you're meant to... the university I went to was University of Salford, and they really, really try and push in the second year about getting an internship. Now, like I said before, I'm a typical student. So, as a typical student is, I didn't look for my internship until, you know, third term.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I was looking, people were like, yeah, send us your, like, portfolio and CV and, like, we'll have a look at it. And I didn't even bother to do that because I'm just so lazy. And it got to the summer. And I'd, by this point, I'd already gone to one PHP Northwest user group. I actually ended up going back again and again, and got to know the community more, and I really enjoyed it. And at one of these user groups, there's a guy called Jeremy Coates. He's
mm-hmm.
one of the organizers of PHP Northwest, and he was like, he had mentioned that he needed volunteers to help with the conference. And so it finally came to the summer of at the end of my second year of uni, and I was like, well, I've got nothing to do. I'm a bit restless. Bored. My partner had managed to get an internship because he'd actually listened to lecturers, unlike me, and gotten a job way in advance and put me to shame. So I went on IRC and I'd hung out on IRC. Someone had, like, my other half's a bit more technical than me, and he'd introduced me to IRC and PHP Northwest channel. And I got on there and was like, well, you know, guys, I've got nothing better to do. So, you know, you said you needed volunteers and helpers. So, like, let me know what I can do during the summer. I've got nothing better to do. And then Jeremy pinged me and said, what? I thought you were, like, getting an internship. And I was like, yeah, but I've kind of done the typical student thing and I haven't gotten anything. So, you know, I've got time to kill. I live in Manchester. Manchester's my hometown. Manchester's my city. And I would love to share what I know about Manchester to everyone else. So I ended up in a private conversation with Jeremy on IRC where he was asking me all these questions about what PHP work I'd done, what I was trying to get out of an internship, how long I wanted one, and so on and so forth. And I was like, you know, just answering like, oh, you know, just something for the summer will do. You know, I don't expect anything big. He asked me how much I wanted to get paid. And I was just like, oh, if you cover my expenses, I'm cool. Like, you know, I have my own, like, part-time job. And I just wanted to, like, experience what it would be like to be in the industry, because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do at that point. And he was like, all right, cool. And he asked me, and I think he knows this, so I'm hoping he does. If not, he's about to. He asked me to show him the late, like, my coursework project, because that's the only PHP project I had done. And I was like, yeah, sure, give me a minute. And then, like, obviously, thankfully, it's the internet, so he didn't see me scrounge on my computer trying to find where I'd left my latest version of my coursework. And, like, messaging my other half going, do you know where I left my, like, latest version of my, like, project? Because I've got this, you know, Jeremy's asking me for this copy, and I don't know where I've put it. Because, you know, the course of the summer, your brain just completely blanks out. You forget anything that you've done throughout the whole school year. And he was like, I managed to find it, emailed it to him, he reviewed it, and he then offered me a summer placement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I later found out he obviously spoke to Rick and asked me what kind of person I was and stuff, and it was really interesting, and it was super cool. Like, I, you know, I always say, like, Rick is probably the person who made me become a developer.
Mm-hmm.
If he hadn't been persistent, if he hadn't done all that stuff, I wouldn't be a developer. And the cool thing was, like, so Jeremy, being one of the organizers of PHP Northwest, his company does a lot of the technical stuff, so like the website, so a lot of the admin stuff, which is really cool. And so I was working at Jeremy's company, and he was asking me to update the 2010 PHP Northwest website. So I was like, okay, cool, yeah, do that. And as the conference came closer and closer, because I was updating the information and I was in the office where all the administration was happening, people on IRC and Twitter were asking questions. And all I'd do was turn around and ask someone else, and they would tell me the answer, and I'd be like, okay, type it in, because like, I like talking to people. And so I type it in, and then people now think that, people like in the community kind of clicked that if they wanted something answering, they would ask me, because they knew I would go and bug somebody else who knew the answer. So that happened, and then helped build 2011 site, and that was the first project that I'd helped build, full thing, and actually go live with it. And I remember like being like, oh my god, I'm going live with this project, and it's like kind of like my baby. And I remember like the tweets back from developers, by the way, you guys were awesome, but you're the most critical people to like look at a site and be like, oh, this is wrong, Jen, that's wrong. And it was super cool because I learned so much. Like, they taught me how to like be careful of what I was doing, and like, because they knew what the problems were and they knew how to fix it, so they were like, oh yeah, this is, yeah, it's really cool. It was like a instant feedback, it was super cool. And I was like, okay, quickly put it back in. And the more I did it, the more I became integrated into the community. And then when Lorna stepped down from PHP Northwest,
mm-hmm.
they asked me to join as an organizer, because I was kind of already in the community, and I was already, people were already asking me questions and stuff. And it's really funny because I meet people and they're like, oh, I just thought like you were like one of the main organizers. I'm like, yeah, well, I don't do a lot of the heavy lifting, but I do like a lot of the softer stuff, and that's what I like about it. So for the last few years, I've been concentrating mainly on the airport runs, because it's a bit of a faff having to chase after speakers for their airport details, terminal numbers, flight numbers, so that you can keep a track on the flight numbers, all that fiasco. And also the thing that I love most are socials. So I help just make sure that we have the right equipment, make sure we have the right wires to wherever venue we are, so that we can get the speakers hooked up, and there's all those little things like adapters that we need to think about. So I just said, okay, as an organizer, I'm going to look after this bit, and people are going to have a good time.
Very cool. Now, one of the things, and you and I have talked previously, so I know this, so but I want to lead into it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you've talked to me about, and we've tweeted back and forth about this, in organizing conferences, one of the things that's become very important to you is t-shirts. Now, I'm a t-shirt collector. I love t-shirts.
Right.
It is my standard uniform, is t-shirts and jeans. But you have a little different take on it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your take on t-shirts and what's important in them?
So I love t-shirts because it's kind of like a badge of honor that you've managed to go somewhere. It's almost as like a badge of honor when you go to a music gig and you get the poster and you get it signed. You're like, yes, I've been to that gig and I stood in the queue and got it signed by the band that I love. It's almost like that. And it's really cool because like if you go to... Go for it. Sorry.
That's okay.
If you go to a conference and you wear a conference t-shirt, it's really cool when you go to an event and people are like, oh yeah, I was at that gig, or you know, I was at that conference. And it's kind of like a way for people, especially shy people, to know that they have something in common with you. And that's really, really cool. I used to collect t-shirts like a crazy person. And I've stopped. I've really stopped, partly because I have a lot of clothes, and I kind of like to... I'm trying to limit the amount of clothes I have in my wardrobe. And per event, you will collect a lot of t-shirts.
Yes.
But the other thing I realized, and especially, so when I was 18, I left home like most people, and I gained a lot of weight. So I grew from a UK 10 to a UK 16 in 1 year, and that's a lot. And so I've battled with my weight ever since. And one of the things I realized actually was big t-shirts. They were super comfy. They're great. They're really good for lounging and stuff. But what it does do for me, at least, is make me really unaware of my size. It kind of hides my fact. And that was kind of a problem for me. And the other thing is, like, T-shirts where people are looking more... Well, you know what? I'm not even sure what people are doing, but I felt like this was what was happening in my head. People looking more at, you know, the bagginess, and it doesn't really celebrate the fact that you're a woman and celebrate curves and stuff like that. That, you know, that's what really got to me. And it's become more and more of an issue for me as I've started losing weight. Like, I want to celebrate the fact that I've been losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
But big T-shirts are not going to do that because they're not geared towards curves. And I'd say it's not just as a woman, but also for men. Because men have slim fit and have slender fit. And the same for women. You'll have slim fit women, and curvier women, mm-hmm. and non-curvier women. Non-curvier women might prefer the box fit. And then curvier women would prefer...
So what is the solution?
My solution is you either do T-shirts right or you don't do them at all.
And how do you do them right?
You give your attendees the option, both the men and the women, the option to either go for the standard cut, which is the box cut or mm-hmm. unisex cut that people call, or go for the curvier one, the one that actually tucks in your waist. So that, depending on who you are, you can be proud of the fact that you're a woman, or you've managed to work out, or whatever the attendee's mindset is, you know, being able to celebrate who you are and not have to question it is super, super cool. I think it draws a big line. So a lot of people went to LowerCon EU this year, and they went there, and one of my good friends went there, and she came back, she was like, oh, it was, you know, LowerCon EU was amazing. I loved it. I even got a female T-shirt. I felt like a first-class citizen. And I've heard this a lot. I've heard a lot of women say, you know, getting a T-shirt is like a, you know, getting gold at something.
But getting a female T-shirt.
Yeah, getting a female T-shirt, or, you know, slim fit T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
whichever you want to call it. And every time someone would say this to me, I'd get upset. But when one of my closest friends said it to me, I think it just kind of was the cherry on the top of everything else. And, you know, I've worked really hard to try and point out to people when I'm talking about how to organize a conference and give them tips and stuff to say, hey, make sure you just consider this.
Mm-hmm.
Consider this into your budget. Consider this into what are you going to do about it? You know, as a developer, we should either do the best we can or just don't bother at all. And some people might say that's a bit controversial, but I think, like, I've always grown up with the fact that my parents have always said, you know, do your best and everything will be all right. If you're not going to try your best, just don't try at all, because you're wasting your energy on something you don't want to do.
Mm.
And so I feel strongly about T-shirts for that, because I think, you know, people complain that there's not enough women in the industry, or complain that this and that and the other. And it's like, okay, this is a small fix that has a huge impact on mentality as a community that we would have. And that it's not an expensive price to pay. And it's not just events and conferences, but actually, if you are a company, are you considering just trying to be gender friendly, you know, and being people friendly? And a lot of people just don't realize that unless you point it out to them, and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize you guys still have to do this, and this is the 21st century. And it's like, I guess as me, we've kind of gotten used to it so much that we don't realize that we're doing it anymore. Like, it becomes the standard when it shouldn't be.
We have a Pantheon. We always make sure that we have a good stock of slim cut or women's cut, as well as the unisex T-shirts, so that whenever I go to a conference, I have, you know, this half the table laid out for men's shirts and this half the table laid out for women's shirts, and we make it a point to make sure that. We're going to have to wrap it up. I do appreciate you being our guest today. I'm going to ask you the same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group, and what's the URL?
Okay, so That's a hard one because I've just moved from Manchester to Reading. So what I would consider my local user group, because I'm kind of still proud of them, is PHP Northwest. Mm-hmm. And their URL is phpnw.org.uk. But actually my local user group that now I've moved to Reading, I've set up a new one with a good friend of mine, Chris Holt, and we're trying to start up PHP Berkshire.
Oh,
or
excellent.
Berkshire, depending on where you're from. So, because I know some Brits will be like, no, you completely pronounced that wrong. and it's the Twitter handle is at PHP Berks, Berks. Mm-hmm. And I think the website is phpberkshire.co.uk. I'm not totally sure. But if you Google PHP Berkshire, you should be able to find it.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. And thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.